بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There is a masala about following the imam. اتباع should be على وجه المقارنة وعلى وجه المتابعة. Our ulama say the اتباع should be على وجه المقارنة. Means as the imam says Allahu Akbar, then a very very gentle pause, after a gentle pause you say Allahu Akbar. Same the imam is going to ruku, the slight pause then you join into the ruku. So that's the preferred view according to us. From Shafi Rahmatullah Ali and others say no, ala wajhil mutaba'at. When the imam is done the takbir, then the muqtadi may get takbir. When he reaches the ruku, then as he do the ruku. Now I've been observing for some time now, right? Ala wajhil muqaradat is practiced, but in one rukun is not practiced. Guess which one? Yeah? Yes. It is not practiced, say for example, you said that takbir before the imam, then namaz is not valid. That's the point everybody. Because that is taqaddum al-imam. And the takbir is a shart for the dukhul. And you made the dukhul before the imam. Well, I can't guess. None of you can guess. So I'm noticing from some time, that you see, in that imam from the qiyam is going to sajda, right? So many times the slightly you are going ahead of the imam. And I suppose the reason for that is that the imam breaks his, he ends his takbir just as he's sitting. Allahu Akbar, right? And the imam is not visible to most people. And the imam is not visible and you are diving into sajda. Right? And there may be 1 second that you are ahead of that imam. جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. Imam has been appointed that he be followed. And then the hadith says, إِذَا رَكَعَ فَرْكَعُ وَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُ. When he makes ruku, then you make ruku. He makes sajda, then you should make sajda. The fa'is for taqib, there must be a pause between the imam's posture and your posture. You can't go straight with him and you can't go before him. So you go slightly after him. So just as a security measure, I say, at least let it be about 3 seconds to get this right. So I'm seeing now, from the side of the eyes you can see what's going on, right? You can see the imam is going, and someone is going just before him. Maybe just half a second, but it's taqaddum al-imam. All the imam says, that it's makruh, right? Abu Dawud, you got the hadith, and I was surprised when Bukhari said, يُحَوِّلُ رَأْسَهُ رَأْسَ حِمَارِ. So the wa'id for that is, the fear is that his face can be disfigured into the face of a donkey. That's the fear. Why? It's a stupid thing to do. To go before the imam, it's a stupid thing. Why? Why is stupid? Because you can't end your namaz before imam. Can you end the namaz? Say that you went short into the ruku before the imam. Right. You think that you're overtaking. Right. But can you end the namaz before the imam? So it's pointless. I mean, so this is why I say, just to get it safe. See now, people can't see in the far right or the far left, they can't see. People in the second self, they can't see the posture of the imam. So the imam is just about going and the muftari is already there. So that's one thing. The second wrong is this, that one is the takbir al-tahreema. So they, this compass, they want before you out of the namaz. It's all imam say that. Because they say it's a shart to dukhul. Although the imam, other imam says rukun, it's a rukun, we say it's shart, right? So on the one side, there's a problem with the imams, and on the other side, there's a problem with the muqtadi. So the imam's problem is in two ways. Sometimes the takbir al-tahreema is a long one, Allahu Akbar. Say, at-takbiru hasbun. It's short. Taslimu hasbun. The takbir and the salam, Allahu Akbar. I made a long one, so using Allah, as when the muqtadi has already made them. So he's not in namaz, he's out of the namaz. Similarly, that sometimes the tasteem, Salaamu Alaikum. Iskadar kinshne ki kya zarur thi, what is the need? These two things that are quite common, right? The other thing is this ikhtilaf, whether to stop at every waqf, you know, every ayat. You make waqf at every ayat, is it better? Or to make waqf according to your breath, right? Most of the qurra that I've come across, they say no. You make the waqf according to your breath. The ayat, the sign for the ayat is not that you must break. It is to show you where the verse starts and where the ayat ends. Not you to break it every way. Right. So there's two riwayats. One is Lays ibn Sa'd and the other one is Ibn Juraij. The riwayat of Lays ibn Sa'd is Muttasil al-Sanad. Muttasil. So generally all the muhaddithin, they favor that riwayat because muttasil. And the riwayat of Ibn Juraij is in Qita. Some Ravi, which is Ya'la ibn Mullak, someone is missed out. He is missed out, and this sanad is muttasil. So this hadith is preferred over that. So generally all, the most qura that I have come across, they prefer this one. Although, I think Allama Shatibi or someone, he prefers you to break it every ayat. Now, Qari Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullahi, Panipati, he's an authority on the field. So he says, the one is the traveler and one is the station, right? Traveler and the station. For our purposes, call it the ultra shell, right? So you are traveling and there's an ultra shell. Right? Is that ultra shell meant for you to stop at every ultra? Is that the need? So I said that's the position. You're stopping at every stop, that means you're stopping at every ultra. Whether there's a need to stop, whether there's no need to stop, but you're stopping there. Wow, rukne ki kya zaruri hai? Some they are waqf lazim, you have stopped, right? Or they say mura'atul wukuf, you must make lihaz of the wukuf, right? So one that knows the language, more or less he knows, all right, here I must break and here I must start. Like now, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Imam Shafi only counts it as one ayat. So we say there are two ayats, but he says it's one ayat, right? So then, to avoid the ikhtilaf, not to break them. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. One go. Right? Now the third problem is this, or right, this is a little bit embarrassing, right? Now, the Imam is reading a surah that is frequently, or is short, right? But now what he'll do, so he'll stress the thing. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكْ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكْ. Why, اس قدر وقف کرنے کی کیا ضرورت ہے؟ قل لو أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَدَ ظَهْرَكَ. If someone is reading something to you, do you appreciate him cutting off all the time? It shows now, you know, that mazmoon is started off, you start off a certain subject, right? Come to a stall and then carry on from there. But now you're breaking again, right? That enjoyment of that recitation, see, it may be you're trying to impress with your tune, or showing people that I'm doing a long thing now, you know, don't think I'm doing a short one. But if you can do it, do it. So there's a couple of things. Vaishnava Meta Ummi, I tell that people like Ummi, just share something here and there, whatever I come across, or the misdemeanor that I see, I observe, I just bring it to your attention. If I am wrong, must correct me also. He says, here to, خوبیوں کی لین دین کی جگہ ہے. کیا رائے کر سب جی, صحیح ہے غلط ہے بتاؤ. بری احمد تو پہلے بہت ترنم کے ساتھ لہ کے ساتھ پڑھتے, میں نے ایک دفعہ دو دفعہ ڈانٹ دیا تو اب وہ ذرا مسلسل ان کے خلاف الحمدو سے لے کر کے نہ ابود و عیا کا رستے ہی وہاں جا کر پھر ٹھہرتے ہیں اور وہاں سے بالکل اخیر تک دو سانس میں ورنہ ان کی سانس یاد آ جاتی. اے مسلم, ایٹ نو ٹائم سے نو آئی نو اٹ, وی آل لرننگ. ماں ابو یوسف رحمۃ اللہ علیہ is about to die, about to pass away. So someone comes to see him. So Imam Sahib, in that state, is asking you, we're talking about waqf, the wukuf at the jamarat. When is it masnoon? When is the wukuf masnoon? And when is the mashi masnoon? Or let's say, two things. One is, when do you do mashiyan and when do you do rakiban? Where do you do wukuf and where don't you do wukuf? So he gave one, the person said one thing wrong. I imagine he's right at the end of his life, but ta'aleem wa ta'allum ka silsila jari. The process of learning and teaching is continuing, not stopping. See that? But how nice is it? Lama, imams, etc. Keep learning. Now that could happen if now ulama, or Qari Sahib, or some senior ulama, refer to them, right? I'm deciding with this, is it the right thing? Do I need to correct it? Must understand now, if you don't do that, there are hordes of people that are following you, crowds of people that are following you. When they're following you, they say, oh, Imam Sahib did it. No. But did your imam go and correct himself by the Qari Sahib? I'm doing this with a fine-tuning, some correction that was required, right? Then the Qari Sahib would have done it. But now, there's no ta'alluq with the Qari Sahib, or no ta'alluq with the Ustaz, right? You're making mistakes, and you don't realize it. Like I say, you make a long thing, Allahu Akbar. Now so many people's namaz became invalid, because they went, they completed the takbir before the imam could complete his takbir. They went into the namaz before the imam. But how the namaz can be valid? Okay. So we, last night we were speaking about tasawuf, islahu, zahir and batin. Not just batin now. Yes, in some cases, in some situations, the zahir takes precedence, and some situations the batin takes precedence. But both are important. Both. You can't say now, just worry about the batin and forget the zahir. Or just worry about the zahir and forget about the batin. Or that's going beyond the limits. It's not right. Har cheez mein aitidal ki zarurat hai. Moderation. See what I said? This ummah is known as Ja'alnakum ummatan wasatan. A moderate ummah. Again, I have to explain what's the meaning of moderation. What's the meaning of moderation? Because these terms, we play around the terms. I say, by please, in deen, don't put your terms. Don't add your terms. Just leave it as it was. Otherwise, ask some alim that is quite experience, understanding. Once I came out of the masjid, Juma namaz, it was an old musalli. So there was a talk about convert and revert. So he's of the opinion that you must use the word revert, not convert. So I went on to explain to him, alright? If you say it's revert, right? So I understand why you say revert. You say revert because of the hadith. Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. So he was a Muslim and his parents turned into Christianity or whatever else, right? So that's the reason, right? So you can't use this word here. He's born in a Christian home, call him a Christian. He's born in a Jewish home, call it. Because you're going to take it literally, that means the child is a Muslim, right? And that's your duty now to educate the child. Right? Isn't it? And if the child is needy, then he can be supported with zakat. Right? See all the implications of that. And if he has to die, give him a Muslim funeral. Right? Can you see? Because he is born as a Muslim. So just leave it. If you think convert, just leave it like that. Don't bring your own additions. If you sometimes it's catchy phrases, and the catchy phrases you are using, not realizing what will be the implication. It can be implication, like I said about it, convert and revert. Now you don't realize. I think I didn't share this with you. You wouldn't have realized also, right? Okay, what are the implications? Just leave it how you inherited it, and don't make some additions. Unless it's verified by someone that's knowledgeable, he knows about it, that's different, right? So, you know, you hear some phrases, right? So now someone will say, for example, let's agree to disagree. Let's agree to disagree. Right? It's not an absolute law. It's not a qaida amma kulliya, not that. Say, alright, let's agree to disagree. So you came to the masjid, right? One person performing towards the Qibla, one against the Qibla. So now you're applying the law, let's agree to disagree. You'll be right. You'll have to make him agree, won't we? You'll have to make him agree, right? This is the Qibla, that's not the Qibla. Yeah. Well, now, anywhere and everywhere we apply this type of laws, let's agree to disagree. So you think you're doing some good, but really you're doing harm to Islam. Confusing people's minds. See, this confusion, complication, confusing minds. That's not the way of the ideal of Islam. Liyukhrijakum minaz zulumati ila nur. Ambiya's work is to take people away remove them from darkness, doubts, etc., to the light of clarity and iman. So now, using his words here, what's happening? Can you see what's happening? So this type of words you must try and avoid. Or think before you say anything. Think about the usage of the word. The word that I'm using, what are the implications? Does it impact negatively or positively? Does it confuse the mind? See all these things here, the pros, the cons. See all that, and then use the word. Otherwise, you don't know it's added. So, our duty, every generation's duty, is to pass on the deen in its pure form, without any dilution, any adulteration. Pure form, that's your duty. You pass it on to the next, and the next will pass it on to the next generation, and so forth and so on. So now, for your own convenience, and you give a twist to some word or some whatever, right? Now your child gets the wrong understanding. When he gets the wrong understanding, what he'll pass on to the next generation, he'll pass something wrong. Right? Rasulullah talks to us, had passed urine, right? So Umar radiallahu anhu had poured the water to Rasulullah to make wuzu. So Rabbi Sam corrected him. Ma umirtu an atawadda kulla ma uhdis. I have been commanded that whenever my wuzu breaks, then I must renew my wuzu. Though Rasulullah lived with wuzu, right? But now Rasulullah had to show parameters. Right? Otherwise now, what would have happened? Now, it would have been now an emphasized sunnah that you must stay in the state of wuzu all the time. And then that will be unbearable to the people. You can't manage it, right? In the shop now. And there was some explosion, right? So that he not get to make wuzu. Won't it be difficult? He's doing his shopping and he's traveling to Joburg. Kya hoga? It'll be difficult. So now, sometimes the beast had to show parameters. This is the parameter. This is where it starts. This is where it ends. If someone is doing that, very good doing it, right? But now, you don't do it in such a manner that a person feels that it's an obligation. So don't do it, you're doing something major wrong. Don't do it that way. Ja'alnakum. That's why the hadith says, Ja'alnakum ummatan wasatan. Made you this ummat a moderate ummat. But the meaning of moderation must be understood. So now, when they use the word moderation now, that means he's relaxed and he's cool. Everything, haram, jais, najais, segregation, integration, music, photo, everything, riba, banks, everything works. Everything will work. So that's the meaning of moderation. That's how people are taking it. He's a cool Maulana, he's relaxed. He's not a heavy Maulana, right? So, don't be rigid, right? Be cool, be relaxed. Right? Now, that's the wrong meaning to this word, moderate, right? So, one bayan I have to give, I think it was Hilal, yeah. So, the story was fresh. The story was fresh, so I gave it to bayan. Understand what's the meaning of moderate. Right? Don't just say he's a moderate. No. Because one person, educate, whatever, so he is using this word moderate. Right? He's using the word moderate. Right? So I heard him a couple of times using the word be moderate. And not many days after that, one man came to the office. So he says he had a marital problem, and he understood the person to be a person of degrees, whatever, understanding. So they went to him, or they came to him, some counseling. He is talking about the word moderate. Be a moderate Mulana, whatever. So they came, a couple came to this person here, professional person, for some counseling. So now, in the process, he asked for some water. Now, our Muslim woman, Shara, they want to serve. So she went, the face is not covered because it's a professional person, and they feel, what do you have to observe a parda in front of a Mulana? One Mulana, professional person, you don't have to. So her face is not covered, and she went and, now this, the husband is telling me the story there. So the fingers just touched. See, just the fingers, only the fingers touched. He's telling me, it took them just about 24 or 30 hours, and they were in bed together. So now, you see this moderation. And then he's telling me the story, that what happened after that? Said then, she fell in love. I asked her, really in love? Yeah. So then I'd rather move away from her. Meanwhile, he's got about three children. He got three children from this woman here. There's love at first sight. And now she forgot all about her past. Her children, her respect, her modesty, shame, her reputation, everything. And she wants to be with us. All right, if you are interested, all right, I don't want to force you into marriage. Now, then I said, then what makes you come here? All you're telling me the story, just to apne dukh ko rone ke liye, ya kuch karne ke liye. Came to cry your feelings, or you want me to do something. So no, then I divorced her. Then that professional person is not interested in her. So she got married to someone else, quite a wealthy person. But now she's complaining that that husband is not showing her that love and that care. Though he's throwing money, but he's not showing love, care, attention, real bonding, not bonding very well. Now she wants to come back. So must do. I say, all right, she's remorseful and she wants to come back, take him back, in the interest of the children. I can understand now, the children, what's going to happen to them. See, but I'm showing you now, these words are being used, and they're used incorrectly. When they're used incorrectly, the message that is being conveyed, why is it? Don't be too rigid, be moderate. But the moderate word is not right. In the context of using the word moderation, is not right. Ja'alnakum ummatan wasatan. Made you an ummat of moderation. So what's the meaning of moderation? So the hadith will explain the hadith. The Quran Sharif will explain the Quran Sharif. Right? Can there be any better explanation to the hadith other than the hadith? The hadith will give the best explanation to the hadith itself. So, three Sahaba Kiram, and they heard a bayan, right? Qiyamat, horrors of the hereafter, etc. And what it's going to be like after death. So one vowed that he will never sleep at night, stand up. Other one vowed that he will fast all the time. The third one vowed that he will never marry. Now, Rasulullah got to know. When he got to know, then he says, Anamu wa akumul layl. And then for the second person, Asumu wa uftiru. And then for the third person, wa atazawajun nisa. فَمَنْ رَغِيبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلِيسَ مِنْهِ. So that's moderation. See, this is now extremism. You're not going to marry, fast all the time, not going to get married the whole night on Tahajjud every day. Right? for the whole night now, then how are you going to share your time with the wife? What about the hadith in the لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ وَلِزَوْرِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ فَعَاتِي كُلَّ حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. So that's called moderation. That you got a time for Allah Ta'ala and you got a time for your wife. See, that's called moderation. This moderation is a corrupt explanation. See that? But now you see, when we use these words without understanding implication, I ask you, isn't it distorting? Isn't that distortion? Now that person must understand now, when he's going to be before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Rasulullah has to ask him, right? Who gave you the authority to distort my words? Look at what the reputable ulama, shura, all of them say. Not even the shura, sometimes one may give an isolated opinion. You can't take an isolated opinion. See, now, great ones, all of them, what are they saying? The same thing. You go with that. But if you take one isolated opinion that is suitable to you, that's not right. See, now, see these words. It's a judgmental, moderation, cool, rigid. But now see how these words are being manipulated, misused, right? Right. Sometimes it's a serious masla. It's a very serious masla, right? Now, some masla about, for example, Shiaism, right? Now, it's generally accepted that they believe that there are some errors in the Quran. Right? As though the Quran says you've got 10 sipara short, right? Like, for example, the surah Alam Nashrah. Alam Nashrah laka sadrak wa ja'alna aliyan laka sihrak. See now, that ayah, they took it out. See that? In wal asr, they say wal asr wa nawa'i bid-dahr. And then, illa alladheena amanu wa amilu salihat. So they are believing in the changing of the Quran Sharif. Whereas, from the time of Rasulullah Sallam till now, we all agree it's not a zabarzir mistake. No mistake. And now this person is saying it, and the one that is supporting this is Imran Hussain Saab. He shall be saying it. See, now the zabarzir came later, so they made mistakes on that. We have to ask Qari Saab that, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمُ لِلسَّاعَةِ. That's the riwayat al-mutawatir. وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمُ لِلسَّاعَةِ. Right. As I've said, all the rewrites got it. Now, he said, vowling or harakat, right, came later on. Right. The writing came later on. But all these rewrites, muttawatur, they were transmitted. The ustad told him, this word comes with the harakat, fatha, zamma, yayunamik, hinna, even. I am shocked, you know, the amount of the precaution that the Qurra took in the preserving the exact, like the word مَالَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا إِشْمَامْ and room. Ah, the word exact. So some words I can't get into. So أَعْجَمِيُّ, right? So Qurra said, I don't know how to train. But how much of pain this people took to get exactly the right. And now this person here, fly by night, and he's saying, no, he's an expert. He's an expert in all this kind of change. So now, how much of pains they put in to see that it's preserved exactly the same? And now one stroke is, you know, oh, they made a mistake, they put the vowelings late on, so they made mistakes. Yeah, forget the vowelings, even the pronunciation. They took pains to get the exact pronunciation, get it right. How it is supposed to be like this, majreha, majriha, how it's supposed to be. Every word to the T. That's the word of Allah Ta'ala, wa inna lahu lahafizun. Nobody's going to make any changes. So this, serious moderation I'm talking about. The Quran Sharif has said, Quran, Fasiru Ba'adwa, Ba'ad, right? The Quran Sharif explains itself. Which ayat we're talking about? Ji? Ji? Oh, before the, after that? Huh? Shia, Zia. Shia Loma, Zia. So the Quran is the best explanation for the Quran itself. If there is one ayat, and there is some ijmal, then there is another ayat to explain it. If there is a hadith, then the hadith will explain it. So, there can't be a better explanation than the hadith itself. Right? So if for example, this is وَمَسَحَ See the Quran says this وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ Right? So now the ulama will take all the pains to find out now what's the meaning of وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ So they'll check the whole Quran Sharif. From Shafi Rahmatullahi just to see that the Ijma'i Ummat consensus is proven from the Quran Sharif. He read about 9 khatam, 3 days, 3 khatam every day. Yeah, so I read 15th about like a great Quran, you read that. 3 khatam every day. And then he came across the ayat, وَيُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ هُدَى وَيَتَّبِئْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلٍ See that, وَيَتَّبِئْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلٍ There's a consensus. So again, the hadith explains itself. So there isn't a need for a person to come and reinterpret when the hadith has explained it. So the hadith has explained what's the meaning of moderation and what's the meaning of ghulu. Exaggeration, this is moderation. This is exaggeration. So now, it's not right for any, not fair to the hadith that you take out something from your pocket and give it. Unfair. Rasulullah is explaining it and you saying, no, what I am saying is right. That means, what does it amount to? Are you showing the respect? Are you showing the regards for the words of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or you want now to say that, na'uzu billah, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not convey the message of Allah Ta'ala. He didn't say, he didn't do, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. What an accusation, what an allegation. Allah Akbar.